In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
Today we are between. Between the time of Christmas and ordinary time. We can say that today is the last day of this Christmas time. And at the same moment, the first day of ordinary time. We celebrate today the baptism of the Lord, the beginning of His public ministry, but also for us the reminder of the importance of the sacrament of baptism that we receive. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened up by the Holy Spirit and descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are here at this morning Mass in this our church, and when we look at each other, we definitely can some similar things. We are definitely like each other. But also, we have many different things. For example, some of us, we are beautiful or maybe not. We are tall or small. We are skinny or heavy. Some of us, we speak with New York accent, with Boston accent, with Louisiana accent, with Polish accent. But if we look at each one of us, we are definitely can find one thing that is coming for each of us. We are Christians. We are Catholics. And of course, it was the beginning when we became Christians. Probably some of us, we entered the church at the age when we already could understand a lot of things. But most of us, we became Christians, Catholics, as very small children. And we, in both cases, did it through sacrament of baptism. When someone usually pour out the water on our head and said the words, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit. And today, on this feast of the baptism of the Lord, I would like to focus on the importance of this first sacrament that we receive in our lives, sacrament of baptism. When we think about Jesus Christ coming to John the Baptist and asking him to be baptized, and we think about parents coming to the parish office and asking someone at the parish office, when I can baptize my child, we are talking about two different things, but in both cases we call it baptism. John's baptism, it was a sign of repentance. Our baptism is a sacrament. It means it is something that we can see, something visible of something that we cannot see. As every sacrament of baptism is something visible of something invisible. And in this case, this something is pouring water on our head and receiving the grace. When we see this sign, when we see this gesture, priest, deacon, bishop, or in some cases, also lay person, pouring water and saying these words, I baptize you, we know, we can be sure, we believe that God is coming to this child with his grace, erasing the original sin. But some can ask, what about Jesus? Why he received the baptism? Why he needed the baptism? Some ancient writer said that it is not Jesus who needed the baptism, who needed the water of baptism, this water of repentance, but the water needed Jesus to bless it, to sanctify it, to prepare it for our baptism. Baptism can be done in two ways. First, by immersion, and second, by infusion, that is pouring water over our head. I know some churches that they have some small pool when the person enters, a priest, put the baby inside the water, baptizing this baby. We have only this small baptismal font where we can baptize by infusion. Both of these ways are good and valid. There is, as in every sacrament, the form and the matter of the sacrament of baptism. The form is the sentence, the words that we use for the baptism. The matter is the thing that we need for sacrament. For example, for the sacrament of Eucharist, what we are celebrating now, we need bread and wine. And definitely for sacrament of baptism, the matter is water. The words, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, with name or without name. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Someone asked me, Father, about what is water? It's everything what we consider water. Water from the river, tap water, water from the ocean, the sea, mineral water.
coconut water, probably not, definitely not. But someone even asked me, what about Coke? Is water with sugar and with some other things, definitely not. Water, pure water, this is the matter of our sacrament of baptism. Baptism is necessary for all in respect to salvation, whether they be infants or adults. The early writers, like us, had theories about those who, though no fault of their own, did not receive baptism. We still do not have clear response about that, but we know that our God is just and is merciful. Even infants are capable of receiving baptism. From very early times, from the Acts of Apostles, we can read that apostles, they baptized their entire houses, it means adults and children. It is why we also baptize children. The effect of baptism is spiritual regeneration. The baptized person is reborn by receiving remission of all his or her sins and of original sin. As you can see, baptism is very important for our Christian life. The gate of Christian community is opening in the moment of baptism. We can call us Christian and we can receive the grace from God. I would like to conclude by letting one of the writers speak for himself. Gregory of Nazianz said about the sacrament, "Baptism is God's most beautiful and magnificent gift. We call it gift, grace, anointing, enlightenment, garment of immortality, bud of rebirth, seal, and most precious gift. It is called gift because it is conferred on those who bring nothing of their own. Grace, since it is given even to the guilty. Baptism, because sin is buried in the water. Anointing, for it is priestly and royal, as are those who are anointed. Enlightenment, because it radiates light. Clothing, since it veils our shame. Bath, because it washes. And seal, as it is our guard and the sign of God's lordship." Today, on this feast day of baptism of the Lord, closing the Christmas season, we need to give thanks to God for our sacrament of baptism.